Let's get a bit more sport now with Catherine Murphy. Good morning to you, Catherine.
Good morning, Hamish.
In the AFL, Adelaide have defeated an injury-decimated Richmond, but only just.
Only just indeed. Now, Richmond fans will be very happy with that performance, Hamish. They did lose by 33 points, but incredibly, they had an 11-point lead at halftime. Now, we're talking about a club that were down to their fourth-choice ruckman and their fourth-choice captain. Now, when I say fourth-choice captain, that really isn't fair to Dusty Martin, because I do believe he's the most popular captaincy announcement that I have witnessed in Melbourne in the almost 12 years that I've lived here, and he had a fantastic performance. But in the end, that Richmond casualty ward just really caught up with them. Of course, they lost Shane Edwards this week and Trent Cotchin, who is only just back in from a hamstring injury. They both missed out due to hamstring issues. And then the final blow was Ivan Soldo, and that happened on Thursday morning. But the Crows dealt with it well, because as you can imagine, it's not a nice position to be in when you're expected to win easily and you're down at half time. They have their own injury concerns after the match. Lachie Murphy missed the majority due to three loosened teeth, is the nice way to put it, Hamish, from a collision that he suffered. I can't even imagine how painful that is. Josh Jenkins also suffered a knee injury in the final seconds. It will be interesting to see how that pans out. It was a hyperextension that looked really painful. But Jenkins did score four goals before that, and Taylor Walker, three goals. And of course, Richmond's defence are without Alex Rance and David Asprey. So really, those guys had a field day in their absence. So for now, the Adelaide Crows are into the top four. They will be very happy, and I'm suspecting a little bit relieved by that result, Hamish.
And quickly, Catherine, Matt Bevin was sort of muscling up to Wallabies coach Michael Checker during the newspaper headlines this morning. What are your thoughts on the chances of Checker working his wonders and pulling someone else across from rugby league?
Well, I've just got to say, Matt Bevin, it's a shame that obviously we're in a different studio and we can't, you know, have this chat face to face. But what I would say to poor Matt, and I do feel for him, even the thought of him losing his top star from a club is terrible. But Michael Check is the Wallabies coach. If he wants to call Caelan Ponga up and have a discussion about a potential move to rugby union, he's more than entitled to do that in a World Cup year, Hamish. But we'll have to see how that pans out. Who will end up upset, Matt or I?
All right, we'll leave it there, Catherine. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again after 7:30.
Thank you.
Time for some more sports news now. Catherine Murphy is here this morning. Catherine, the Matildas pulled off an epic come-from-behind win overnight in reasonably controversial circumstances.
That is correct. And anyone who got up at 2 a.m. this morning, Hamish, was well rewarded. I've got to say the 2 a.m. wake-up call isn't ideal, but it was so worth it. So obviously the Matildas badly needed a win after they lost 2-1 to Italy. They did exactly that. In fact, they had the biggest comeback at a World Cup since 1995. They were 2-0 down with seconds to go at halftime. A huge credit needs to go to Caitlin Ford, who scored a goal to make it 2-1, because that would have been an incredibly daunting second half assignment to start that second half a match down and 2-0 down. It really would have been a really poor situation to be in, but Chloe Legazzo, her strike brought it to 2-2, and then an own goal from Monica, the Brazilian player, sealed the win 3-2. Now, this was a controversial own goal because actually Sam Kerr was offside when Monica scored the own goal, and it had to go to the VAR, and it was reviewed more than any goal I've seen so far at the World Cup. But it was judged that even though Sam Kerr was offside, obviously she didn't score the goal, she didn't interrupt the play, so therefore the goal was ticked off. A 3-2 win will absolutely take it, Hamish, but no doubt there'll be more chat about that goal. But they won fair and square afterwards. the coach Ante Milicic, who's been under real pressure because after that first loss, of course, there was so much talk about the sacking of Alan Stajic back in January. He looked like a very relieved man, but he gave huge credit to his players for their character. He said that certainly no one can question the character of that Matilda side, and I think we can all agree on that this morning.
And briefly, Catherine, in NRL, the Canberra Raiders win has been soured by an injury to an Origin star.
It has indeed. So the Canberra Raiders recorded a very narrow 2-point win over Cronulla. But as you say, the win has been marred by an injury to Nick Kotrick. He could be in doubt for State of Origin too. He limped off with an ankle injury. So that is a blow. Of course, the teams are named on Sunday, but it doesn't look good for him. But the Raiders' win means for them, they raced to a 20-0 lead, but they actually were challenged, but they hung on in the end. But a real shame to see him go off injured.
Catherine, thank you very much. Have a good Friday.
You too. Thank you, Hamish.
It is 24 minutes to 8.